I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dynasty Game Night. I'm your host this week, Matt Price. With me, as always, my co-host, John Bosch, fresh off a crushing of me in the last episode. I know it came down to the final question, but you were jumped out to a huge lead after that first game, John. I hope you're feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, hoping I can carry it on tonight. We'll see what happens against these two competitors. All of a sudden, now I have to live up to something, so I can't just mail it in and say, shocking, I never win.
Yeah, that's how I feel now. Like, there's expectations to win after doing so well in this game, and it makes it more stressful. Honestly, that's what kind of like why I like hosting more now than playing, John. but let's bring in our two contestants this week to face off against you. First, we have a returning competitor, Doug Eddy from the Dynasty Happy Hour podcast and the Trophy Time podcast. Doug, how you doing, man? Glad to have you back. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, I am doing great. I have zero expectations because I got absolutely smoked last time by my podmate Tim Keller. So I'm just here to have some fun and hopefully redeem my lovely name, which is, you can find me on Twitter at TheFantasyFather. And like Matt said, Trophy Time podcast as well as DHH. And I started another podcast called Madden Matters. So if you like to play Madden 19, every other week I'm coming out with a podcast with my buddy Zach. And we got that going on too. I'm a podcasting fiend.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to check that out. What's it called one more time?
It's called Madden Matters. You can find
Madden
it.
Madden Matters.
You can find it on iTunes right now, and we're looking to branch out to other and Podbean.
So. Awesome. I'm excited about that. And we also have a first timer on the show. We'll try not to be too rough with you tonight, but we have Andrew Harbaugh of the Devi Owner's Manual and also from Dynasty Happy Hour. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to playing some games with you all. And before we get into the games, I want to remind you guys that we are presented by the DLF Family of Podcasts. You can find us, of course, on our own feed, but also on the DLF Family of Podcasts feed, where you can find all kinds of amazing shows that are put out by the DLF Network. Our newest one that we talked about last week is the Dynasty Trade Addicts. And I want to highlight this week, Dynasty Debates with Dan Sanio and Nathan Powell, two DLF writers. Basically, that they just get on there and argue about something in fantasy. It's a really quick 15-minute shot. So a really nice burst to listen to on your way home or whatever if you like to listen to those two argue about different topics in Dynasty. And one last thing before we get into the games, we'll remind you guys that we do still have shirts for sale, and we're going to have a pre-Black Friday sale. Currently, they are $15 right now. If you submit a review to iTunes and show John or myself, you can contact John at John Bosch FF on Twitter or myself, Matt Price FF on Twitter. Then we'll knock $5 off that, and you can have your very own softest shirt in the Dynasty Fantasy Football industry for just $10. All right, let's get into the games, you guys. Do I even need to ask you what game we're playing first?
You do not.
All right, then we'll start with the name game. Real quick overview of how this game works. Again, I'm pretty sure you guys all know how it works. But basically, I'm going to give you guys a position and a division. And the topic this week, the theme, is actually Halloween words or Halloween-themed things. Because we didn't get to do a Halloween episode, and it's one of my favorite holidays. So these are all going to be words or ideas or something that's kind of Halloween related. So you're going to get a player, a position and a division first, and then you'll get something, a clue about the Halloween word, and you have to mash those two together into one big word. So we're going to start here. John, your first, I guess this clue is for everybody actually. Your name is Ray. We're going to score this game is 3 points if you can get it with just the first two clues. If our guests or our contestants need another clue, it'll drop down to 2 point value. And if they need all three clues, then they will only get 1 point for a correct answer. Again, your name is your buzzer, so it's a little bit of a speed game. So the first clue, guys, is NFC North running back and baked goods consuming puppet. Do you guys like a second clue?
I would like a second clue.
Yeah, I think I'm ready for the second clue.
Yeah, we'll take a second one.
Would you like a clue about the running back or the Halloween themed?
How about the running back?
Yeah.
The running back plays for the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Doug?
Doug.
Dalvin Cookie Monster.
That is correct. Dalvin Cookie Monster.
Oh, man.
2 points for Doug.
I feel like I let everyone down.
I did not go to Cookie Monster for Halloween. So, okay.
Monster, come on.
Oh, no, I got it. It makes sense. I just didn't go there.
Next one, AFC North wide receiver and scary professional wrestler.
I don't get this. My buddy's going to punch me in the face.
Oh, scary professional wrestler.
Would he body slam you?
He probably would.
John. James Washington Undertaker.
That's correct. James Washington Undertaker. Nice work, John. Three points for that one.
That was amazing.
Next
clue.
Undertaker is one of the few wrestlers I can remember the name of.
I wasn't sure how to give that clue because everything I thought of like gave it away right away, and then Scary was kind of too vague, so I'm not
sure. Scary was a little – I was thinking like the Boogeyman. Like,
yeah, I was thinking – I don't know. They're all physically intimidating.
That's fair.
Okay, next one. NFC North wide receiver and Dia de los Muertos.
Doug? Laquan Day of the Treadwell?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Andrew.
Kenny Gallaud, Day of the Dead.
That is correct. Kenny Gallaud, Day of the Dead.
Okay.
Nice.
3 points.
Nice.
Ooh. Current score, Andrew 3, John 3, Doug 2.
And it's never the Day of the Treadwell, ever.
No.
Let's see. There are 1, 2, 3. We have like 5-ish clues left. Next one, AFC North tight end and Stephen King's rabid dog.
Andrew. David Njoku.
That is correct. David Njoku. Nice. 3 more points. I really like that one. I was proud of myself when I came up with that.
I appreciate the Browns fan.
And he plays for the Dodgers, too. It's perfect.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah. Next one. AFC East quarterback and evil spirit known for possessions.
Eli Manning turns the ball over.
AFC East quarterback and evil spirit known for possessions.
Can you say the Halloween part again?
Evil spirit known for possessions. John.
Tom Bray Demon.
That's correct. Tom Bray Demon for 3 points. Mm. Current score, Andrew 6, John 6, Doug with 2. Next clue, AFC South wide receiver and 80s movie about a high school student who transforms when the moon is full.
Oh, I got it. Doug. Kiki Kuteen-Wolf.
Oh, no.
That's correct. Kiki Kuteen-Wolf for 3 points. Done. 5 points up for Doug. Just 1 point behind John and Adam. Oh, sorry, Andrew. It should be. Next clue, AFC South tight end and a witch's hex.
Andrew.
Go ahead, Andrew.
I had to think of my name for a minute. Jack Doyle in Trouble.
Ooh, I like that, but that's incorrect.
I do like that.
Oh!
That's a good one. Can I get a clue?
Yeah, we'll go clue.
Yeah.
The team is the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, John. Delaney Walkers. Delaney Walkers.
Delaney Walkers. I like Doyle in Trouble, though. That's really
I had cool. curse. I had curse written down too, and I couldn't think of that. So good job, John.
Let's see. So the score right now: John with 8, Andrew with 6, Doug with 5. NFC West running back, and the opposite of good.
Andrew, I know this isn't right. Andrew, I'll give it a shot. Todd Gurley, good. I don't know.
Incorrect. The opposite.
John. Todd Gurley, evil.
That's correct. Todd Gurley.
Wow. Wow.
For 3 points.
Let's do your poetic license since we're not going to, the game's determined, but let's do the poetic license.
All right. So John has already taken this game down. Final score 11, Andrew 6. Very good job for your first time, Andrew. I will say we have many players on this game that don't get a single point. We're going to play one more clue just for fun. This one is a little bit of a poetic glass. I don't think it's too, though, compared to some of the ones John has thrown out there. But this last one is NFC East tight end and death personified.
Rico Gathers? No, I'm just kidding.
Death, death personified.
That is true for me last week. I can't believe I couldn't get that answer.
Doug. Jordan Reaper? No, that's probably not it.
That is incorrect. But that is incorrect.
Do you have a clue for the Halloween portion here?
Yeah, I'll take a clue for the Halloween.
He uses a scythe. Thinking about it.
Andrew.
Oh, John. Oh, go ahead, Andrew.
Two.
Evan Engram Reaper.
Nice.
That's correct. Evan Engram Reaper.
Yeah. Boom.
I totally forgot the Giants were in the NFC East for like 3 minutes.
I think most people pronounce his name Engram anyways. Like, it's a little harder on the I sounding, even though it's not outspelled. So
yeah.
That's
good.
The Giants are just naturally grim, so it's just fitting.
True.
Nice. Fun name game.
All right, John took that first game. John, where do you want to go next? ADP or Apex Predator?
Oh, let's do ADP.
The way this game works, it's a bidding game. So basically, I'm going to give a position and an ADP range positional, and our guests will bid on how many of that range they can get. So let's say there are 5 wide receivers in the top 10. I will ask how many they think they can name of that 5. They will bid until one person doesn't believe the high bidder, and they will call BS. If the person with the high bid gets names all 5 names or whatever the bid number, they will get 2 points. And if the all of the names that they bid, then the challenger will get 1 point. So we'll start off here. There's actually not going to be any markers for this game.
What?
It's because we're doing all running backs, baby. And they are the top 40 running backs, and I broke them in into 10 segment, 10 running back segments.
Wow.
So we'll start at the top. We'll make it easy at the top, you guys. John won the last game, so we'll start with him. There are 10 running backs in the top 21. How many of the 10 running backs in the top 21, John, do you think you can name?
7.
We'll go to Doug.
No, I can do more than that. I'm going to go with 11.
There's only 10.
There's only 10, Doug.
Then I'm turning it up to 11. I'm getting extra points.
What's that?
I'm getting extra points. I'm trying. You know what? I'll go full. I did this. This is my strategy last time. I'm going to blow it out, and I'm going to try to do all 10.
Oh, I thought it would come back to me.
All right. So
dang it.
So this is actually the first time I think this has happened. So just by default, Andrea will be the challenger on this one if you don't get all 10.
Sure.
But let's hear it, Doug. Give us your all the 21.
All right. I'll give you 10. All right. Todd Gurley.
That's correct.
Saquon Barkley.
Correct.
Alvin Kamara.
Yep.
Zeke Elliott.
Correct.
Joe Mixon.
That is correct.
Le'Veon Bell, I think. Yeah.
That's correct at running back 10.
Ooh. Ooh. Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon is correct.
David Johnson.
You have 3 left. 2 left. David Johnson is correct.
I didn't say Christian McCaffrey, right?
You did not. 1 left. You're missing running back 5.
It's between 2 guys.
This is interesting.
It's between 2 guys. Let's go with Leonard Fournette.
No, it can't be him.
Incorrect. Yes.
Did he say Hunt?
Final guy, Andrew? He did not say Hunt, and that is the correct answer.
I forgot about Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, yeah. 9 out of 10, not too bad, but Andrew just by default gets 1 point.
Getting locked. The base is loaded.
Nice job, Andrew. Right. Good showing, man. That was fantastic.
Thanks, Doug.
You're
helping out the DHH family.
We're going to lead off with Doug this time. The next set there's 10 running backs between picks 22 and 47. So how many of those do you think you can name, Doug?
Five.
We'll go to you, Andrew.
I'm going to call
more than five, or do you want to call BS on Doug?
I'm going to call BS because he couldn't get the first 10.
I think he's going right, to get. You know, I think he's going to get five in this range. I think he's going to nail that.
We'll see. I got to think.
All right, Doug. Names between 22 and 47.
22 and 47. All right, let's go with James White.
James White is correct. He comes in a mean.
He comes in a what?
Running back 18 overall because we did the top 10. So he's the eighth one in the set, which makes him running back 18 overall. He is firmly a running back too
really in terms think of dynasty. He's 18, the 18th best running back for dynasty.
I mean, for this year, he is, but probably not for like dynasty.
That's why I phrased it for dynasty. Okay, so wow, 18, yeah.
Let's go with his backfield mate, Sony Michel.
Correct, running back 17, just one spot ahead of James White. I don't know how many that's people crazy would just barely prefer Sony Michel over James White, but.
No recency bias at all.
Let's go with no, zero. Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is correct. Running back 19, just after James White.
Wow, look at this. I'm like right around the target here.
You right are. Two more.
Basically. All right, let's well, with Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook is correct. Running back 13.
And the guy that boned me on this last one with the answer, Leonard Fournette.
I think he's probably.
I was wondering if you were going to come back to him. That's correct. Running back 11 is Leonard Fournette. Nice work, Doug. You got 2 points.
Thank you.
We'll start with Andrew for this next point. The next team picks 53 and 83 overall. So how many do you think you can name out of that 10?
I bet I could name three. We'll be conservative.
And John.
I'll say five.
John's going five, Doug. I've put it all on the table so far. Doing it again?
I've got some names written down, but I'm not as confident this time around, so I'll call BS on Bosch.
Okay.
BS on Bosch at five. Let's hear him, John.
A very calm sigh there, I heard.
Now, see, this is interesting because some of these names might be in that other top 10 that we talked about. Oh, that's a shame. This guy's more challenging. Let's go Tevin Coleman. Let me see if I can figure out where we're at.
Tevin Coleman is incorrect. Ah!
Does he come in before him?
He fell. He was running. He was at the tail end.
Of course he was.
Running back 20.
Of course he was. He was literally one away. Yeah. I was trying to make my own little marker there so that I could know where we're at. Dang it.
Doug gets the point.
Yes.
Andrew one, John with zero. We'll start with John and keep going the same direction we've been going. 10 sorry, running God back between picks 87 and 108. So we're looking here at running backs 30 to 40.
If I can get one right, if I get the first one right, I think I can get several if I get the first one right, but I'm going to say three.
Back to Andrew. We'll go the other direction this time. Andrew, can you name more than three?
I'm going to call BS on John.
Okay. All right.
Now I feel bad because I left Doug out of this again, but he's already in the lead, so it's okay.
I feel bad. He's got all the points this round.
Yeah. It's true. Yes. John, name three running backs from picks 87 to 108.
All right. Let's see if this works. How about Jamal Williams?
That is incorrect.
Damn it. How close is he, Matt? Is he 42?
I don't even know. I didn't look. I just
my guess would have been Rex Burkhead.
I can find out real quick. Jamal Williams came in. I don't know the running back number, but he came in at pick 164 overall. So he fell quite a bit.
What was our range?
Our range was picks 87 to 108.
Damn it.
So if I'd have said
T.J. Yeldon, would I have been closer?
That would have been the last one in that grouping. T.J.
Yeldon. That would have been the perfect way to go. Damn it.
It would have. All right. So Doug takes this game 3 points. Adam with one. Again, a pretty good showing for your first time on the show. Andrew, John with zero. A little bit of disappointing performance after last week's win.
I don't know. I'll never know.
Our last game is called Apex Predator. The way this game works is our contestants will have to name the wide receiver one in all weeks from week one, 2017 through week nine of 2018. They don't have to name them in order. They just have to pick a name that has finished as wide receiver one at some point during that time frame. And we'll do this as scoring. So if you miss, no big deal. You just don't get a point. And we'll get another chance the following round.
There's some random wide receivers. This is going to be interesting.
Hmm. We will start with Doug since he won that last game. Where do you want to go, Doug?
Okay, Adam Thielen. Yeah.
Adam Thielen. I did not write his name down, so I don't think he is. I don't think he's in there.
He's never.
These are from FantasyPros.com. Not the wide receiver one overall.
He must have had. There must have been like on his huge week. Somebody else must have just had a crazy big week.
Strike one for Doug. Not strike, but you don't get the point this time. Cool. Andrew, you're up.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is definitely in there. Week one and week nine of 2018.
Oh, those pieces of bread weeks. Everything else is in the middle.
John.
He won me my matchup, so that's how I did it.
Let's go Antonio Brown. I'm assuming he's had at least one.
He's had three, in fact, all last year, week one, week six, and week 11 of 2017. Back to you, Doug.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is correct. Week 13 of 2017 and week six of 2018.
Nope.
I bet he got one. I don't trust him. Don't say it. I'll use him later.
Never, what did you say?
I was going to say Julio, but never going to say it.
No.
I can't trust him.
I'll go with Julio Jones. What do I got?
Julio Jones is correct. Week 12 of 2017. I think that was his big, like, was that the 300-yard game?
Yeah, I think like so. That.
Did he have a touchdown?
Like 15 catches. And no, I think he did have touchdowns. I think that was the last time he scored touchdowns, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think it actually was. I'm not joking. Like
you could very well be correct.
So I'll go Nuke. DeAndre Hopkins.
Nuke is correct. DeAndre Hopkins was the wide receiver one overall in week four, week eight, and week 14 of 2017.
Man, he's good.
Uh-huh. He really is.
That's a lot of
Doug.
Wide receiver ones.
I'm going to go with an underrated name here. I want to say Emmanuel Sanders.
I wrote him down, Doug. I think you might be right.
Manny Sanders is incorrect.
No, did they not count passing statistics?
I don't know. Take it up with Fantasy Pros. Like
that one week he had a passing and receiving touchdown plus a bunch of yards, didn't he? Well, I'm glad Doug said it.
Yeah.
Andrew, give us another name.
I looked for us, and that was the last time Julio Jones had a touchdown. He had two of them up until last week.
Nice.
I'm going to go with Mike Evans.
Mike Evans is incorrect. Oh. There are 13 names left, John.
I'm going to go Calvin Ridley.
Yep.
Calvin Ridley, week three of 2018.
All right. I got one on deck. Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen is correct. Week 17 of 2017.
Devontae Adams?
Devontae Adams is incorrect.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oof. I'm getting cheated. It's like I'm missing field goals in overtime.
Juju. Come on. Be on there, Juju.
Juju is incorrect.
I almost said him.
All right, I got one. I think I remember a two touchdown game from this man. A couple of them, maybe. How about Bob Woods?
Oh, yeah.
Robert Woods, week 10 of 2017.
Mike Evans and Juju got beat out by Bob Woods.
I'm actually curious of if the whole trio has at least one.
There you go. Well,
current score: John 3, Adam and Doug 2.
Oof, how many are left?
Back on Adam. There are, I believe, 11.
11. Yeah.
11 left? Wow.
10 left.
10 left. All right.
Jarvis Landry?
Incorrect.
Oh, my God.
It's hard. It has to be the wide receiver one overall.
Never Landry. Amari had a blow-up week.
He
had two of them, didn't he?
Week 7 of 2017, he was the wide receiver one overall.
All right.
All right. That means it's back to me. Let's go with Odell Beckham Jr. He had a big week a couple weeks ago.
OBJ in week 5 and week 7 of 2018.
Nice.
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs is correct. Week 3 of 2017 and week 2 of 2018.
All right, screw it. I'm gonna see if he actually did it. Is it Maurice Harris? Was he the number one this past week?
That is incorrect.
Oh, wasn't he really close this last week, I thought?
He didn't score a touchdown, or else he probably would have been.
Ah.
That was not my guy. I'll go with, what about Brandon Cooks?
Brandon Cooks is incorrect.
What about Will Fuller?
I just wrote his name.
Fuller is incorrect. Maybe we should have done strikes. You guys are terrible at this.
What about AJ Green?
AJ Green is correct. Week five of 2017.
I was looking at that horrible sticker behind your head, and I was telling myself to guess AJ Green.
Doug.
All right. Here's my YOLO pick, John. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Albert Wilson.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
I still have.
He did have that huge week though, so I want to go back and look what week that was.
It was like week four or five, I think. He had a monster week.
I have somebody that scored more than that in week four for sure.
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson is incorrect.
I was thinking maybe Rodgers got him 1 week.
I got a good one.
How about Tyler Boyd? Did he do it at all this year?
Tyler Boyd is incorrect.
Dang it! This is terrible.
How about Marvin Jones Jr.?
That is also incorrect.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Let's rapid fire here, guys. Five. We have six left, you guys.
Fire them off and just say if we're right or not. Fast.
Doug Baldwin,
incorrect.
Oh my god.
Galladay
is incorrect.
Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson is incorrect.
My left toe.
Incorrect.
Sammy Watkins.
No,
Sammy Watkins is correct, Doug.
You went out of order. That is cheating.
You said fire him off.
I said fire him off. That means go in order. Good Lord. We're not some free for all.
All right. We'll throw out Sammy Watkins.
No, he wasn't going to say
John was going to
say him. He wasn't going to say him.
The NFL threw away Sammy Watkins.
I don't think he was either. But
I have Sammy written down. I love Sammy.
Okay. All right. Well, give us a. We'll throw that one out, John, to give us another one.
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp is correct. 2018, White Week 4. There are four names left. I predict you'll only get one of these, maybe.
Whose turn?
Doug, Andrew, John. All time. Right,
so it's my turn. Let's go Golden Tate. I won't steal his Alshon Jeffrey one because I'm not.
That is incorrect.
All right, cool.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Alshon Jeffrey is incorrect.
Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar is incorrect.
Tyrell Williams.
Ooh.
Tyrell Williams is incorrect.
What?
One of these left. Well, I can't give a clue. Never mind. We can wrap this up whenever you guys want.
Are there here?
What's the score here?
The score is 5, John, Adam 3, or sorry, Andrew 3. I don't know why I keep calling you Adam, and Doug 2. So. 1, 2, 3, 4. Theoretically, somebody else could win. So theoretically, somebody can beat John.
Oh, I got one.
Whose turn is it? I think I get to go again before Doug, don't I?
It's Andrew's turn, I think.
It's Andrew's turn? Okay.
I really think you're going to get maybe one of these. Maybe two.
Randall Cobb.
Incorrect.
Fitzgerald.
Hasn't been good for like 4 years. Larry Fitzgerald is correct.
All right.
Week 16 in the Fantasy Super Bowl last year.
Ooh, I'll guess Sterling Shepard. He had some big games down the stretch.
Just thinking him.
He did, but that is incorrect.
Deshaun Jackson?
Deshaun Jackson, incorrect.
I said Deshaun already.
You might get one more.
Taylor Gabriel.
Incorrect.
Marquise Goodwin.
Ooh.
Only one of these guys plays with a good quarterback.
Define good.
I guess that's kind of subjective.
Was Marquise Goodwin not on the list?
He was not on the list.
Chris Hogan?
Ooh, I know it. Chris Hogan. I know one.
Incorrect.
I know one. John? I know one. I know one.
Corey Davis.
Corey Davis is incorrect. Doug.
Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson is incorrect. All right. I'm going to give you one of them. I'm going to give you two and then give you guys one more round to guess the last one. The two that I don't think you're going to get, although I think John should get it because I think we played this one with Nathan, Michael Crabtree, week 2 of 2017.
Nope. Never would have gotten Crabtree. Nope. I'd have gone John Brown.
I got one. I got one.
Okay, Doug.
Chris Hogan.
No, he's
incorrect. And already said.
I already guessed him.
The other one I don't think you're getting is Keelan Cole, week 15 of 2017.
Yeah, no. Oh, wow. Yeah, no.
There's one more that's, you know, a pretty – maybe not as big today, but definitely was a top guy at one point.
Is he the one with a good quarterback?
He is the one with a good quarterback.
Give us a division.
AFC South.
Oh,
he actually did not score this with
Moncrief,
the top quarterback.
T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton is correct.
I almost
week said nine app of 2017. Well, we got them all, you guys. It took a little while, but we got there. We got every single wide receiver one from.
That'll be cut down to like 4 minutes.
That'll be good yelling at their car segment.
I did look up week four. You said, I don't even remember who you said now, but you said someone had a big week in week four or week five, but it was Cooper Kupp and AJ Green of those two. So whoever it was, you said was incorrect.
Gotcha.
It was but John Albert John Wilson. Tyler. Oh yeah. John takes this game. He also took the name game 2-1. John, you got a win streak. Is this your first win streak in the history of Dynasty Game Night?
I'm pretty sure it's only like my third.
On the last show I was on, so I must be his good luck charm.
Wait, did I beat you and Tim?
I think so, yeah, because you pretty much like mercy gifted the DLF subscription to Tim because he was better than I was. But you won, yeah.
Are you sure Tim didn't win? I don't know. I was thinking this was only my third win ever, so no. It would have been tough to have a streak before this. But yeah, definitely has
Woo,
to be.
Woo, you're on fire, baby.
I can't imagine Way it go. Not being my first back-to-back winning.
Boom shakalaka.
He's heating up.
He's heating up, yeah. Doug, John, back-to-back winners in this game. Doug, Eddie, thank you so much for playing again. We'll definitely have you back. I hope you had fun. Tell everybody again where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at TheFantasyFather, and make sure you check out the Trophy Time podcast as well as Dynasty Happy Hour. And if you're into video games, Madden Matters. Pretty cool. Thanks for having me, and hopefully next time I will fare better.
I'm definitely checking out that Madden podcast. That's fun. I don't have Madden 19, but I've been an avid Madden player in the past. Andrew, good to have you, my friend. Good to meet you. Good to have you on the show. I hope you also had fun. Tell everybody where they can find you one more time and plug anything you want to plug.
Yeah, no, I appreciate having me on, Matt. Certainly had a blast. Nice. You can find me on Twitter at @DHH_Mandrew. You can also find me co-hosting the Devi Owners Manual podcast with FF Peebles Champ. We get that out once a week. You can find my Devi articles on Dynasty Happy Hour as well. Those are usually on there once a week as well.
Yes, please check out all the work from our guests and John, whatever he does these days. I don't really know anymore. Something for DT. Oh, Wall Street. That's right. You do Wall Street. All he does is win. That's right. And even if he plays me, I can't even say unless he plays me anymore. So that's disappointing. And I can't believe I didn't have a Mandrew luck clue. I think maybe because we've used it a lot recently, but I should have because that would have been.
What would have been fitting.
His Twitter name. Yeah. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. One more plug for the DLF family of podcasts. Check out all the awesome podcasts on that feed. If you'd like to buy a shirt heavily discounted for just $10, submit a review rating on iTunes and show a screenshot to John and I, and we will get you the softest shirt in the industry for just $10. Until next time, everybody, hope you have fun playing some games with us. We look forward to playing more games with you in the future on Dynasty Game Night. Have a good week 10, 11, 12, whatever. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin. Let the games begin.